Councillor Albertardi, you raised the issue at the recent initial municipal district meeting that there have been a number of applications that have been for the Mica Redress Scheme submitted to the Mica Redress Committee in Donegal that have been upgraded to full demolition. You brought up the statistic that the number of houses that were recommended for full demolition in June of 2020 was at 30%, but now it's risen to 90%. How big of an issue is this, and what changes would you like to see made to the Mica Redress Scheme, and what issues will this cause down the road?
Well, it's trying to anticipate the issues down the road and also to highlight and share with council, with housing, with planning, share the brief that we received last week, myself as vice chairman of the Mica Redress and our chair, along with committee members, were confronted with new statistics that really, really caused concerns. For example, we were briefed that in the month passed by November, there were 69 applications received by the Mica Redress in Lynn Lifford. Out of these 69, 61 of them were applications proposed by the Chartered Engineers for full demolition. We were also briefed that when this scheme commenced around June, July 2020, 33% of those applications were for demolition. In November, that increased to 90%. And then there was a significant number where we received that 74 change of circumstance requests relating to the remedial option were received, and these requests are predominantly for upgrade to option one. And the nub of last Friday's meeting was that the defective block, with Mica being the critical part, seemed to have been changed with further deleterious materials now being identified. And this was the explanation for the delay in process. And I appeal now for some response from government prior to the Christmas to we end the long agony of wait that so many of our householders have. But why mention it today as well? Today I always mention it so that our housing, who have a deadline of the 19th of December to respond to Dublin about the needs for housing, and planning, and we've been offered 12 additional staffing. Planning needs to be ready for the tsunami that may be on the horizon and coming fast towards Donegal County Council.
And do you believe that as Donegal County Council is currently made up, that the planning department there will be able to cope with the number of incoming requests? Because as the statistics show, an increase of almost 60%, up to 90% of homes applying for some form of redress requiring demolition. That is a massive change of circumstance, and one that the council will need extreme amounts of resource for. Do you believe the council is prepared, or that the government now needs to do more to fully staff, give all they can to Donegal County Council to try and combat, as you said, the tsunami?
Well, that was answered today by Chief Executive John McLaughlin, who would say the unfolding additional resources were being looked at seriously and looked at with a degree of significant importance to ensure that the additional personnel are in situ in the best places to allow free, fast process of forthcoming applications. What we are very concerned about now is people who have contributed, had their cores taken perhaps close to a year ago, have paid significant money and are awaiting the call to see are they in option one and the recompense of the monies due. And I would appeal if government would respond to the queries submitted by engineer John Gallagher and allow these people to have a more enjoyable, and that's a difficult word to use in relation to Mica, but peaceful Christmas.